You gave me 62 chances to just make a move on one guy. I think I could do it.
Welcome to the Bets and Quotes podcast, a podcast for the rubes, by the rubes, talking all things Power Trip. Bets and Quotes is hosted by Chuck, better known as Power Trip Bets, and Dave, the one and only Power Trip Quotes. They were going to get an apartment together and see how things went, but settled on a podcast instead. Our legal disclaimer is simply that Lawyer Lambert probably likes us better than you, so good luck suing us. We hope you enjoy this episode, but if not, feel free to play Jax on 494.
Welcome to the Bets and Quotes podcast. I'm your co-host Chuck, otherwise known as Power Trip Bets.
And I'm Dave, Power Trip Quotes.
And we are going to do a very abbreviated show because between my dad being in the hospital, me battling a cold, Halloween festivities for the kid, and trying to get ready for this awesome tailgate that we're going to have at Arrowhead, it's kind of a busy week. So, Dave, are you excited about this upcoming little trip down to Arrowhead?
Well, I honestly couldn't be more excited. As some of you know, I guess, actually nobody probably knows, but probably you, Chuck, but me and Smitty are driving down together. So we'll be driving down early Saturday morning and hopefully meet up with some people at with the bus at Diamond Joe. I think I heard today that the bus was leaving Minneapolis at 8:30. So I think that kind of works out with our timing, too. So we'll probably run into a bunch of the rubes that are going down on the bus. But, yeah, we'll be down there for KC Barbecue with Mr. Betts himself. And, yeah, couldn't be more excited for the whole weekend.
And our choice of six casinos in the Kansas City area as well.
Yes.
Don't forget that.
Yeah, where are we playing Pigal? Where can the rubes meet us to play Pigal?
Yeah, you know, I'm not sure exactly which casino we'll end up at, but hey, if you want to, you know, hit me up on Twitter or whatever, I'll be happy to tell anybody where we're at any given time. But I don't know, I like Argosy the best myself, but it just kind of depends. You know, if a whole bunch of people want to go to a different casino, I'm up for any of them. They're all roughly the same. There's the ones worth going to are Harrah's, Argosy, Ameristar on the Missouri side, and then if you drive way out to Kansas, Hollywood Casino is definitely worth it. 7th Street Casino and Isla Capri both kind of suck, so I would avoid those two. But yeah, just if you hit us up, we'll be happy to tell you where we're at. We'll be at one of those four playing Pigal. I can guarantee you that. So. Plus, I'm taking my life into my own hands because I'm meeting up with Drunk John Creasel and his crew Friday night. So I'm hoping I'm surviving till Saturday, to be honest with you.
You might be dead. His crew rolls with a lot of bourbon drinking, so you might have your hands full there, Chuck.
Life is better with Drunk John Creasel on the line, that's for sure.
For sure. Yeah, can't wait.
Absolutely. Well, the other thing that's exciting that we want to get you updated for on the podcast this week is the finals. The finals of the Button Bar Bracket are finally here. No big surprise. We got one Rosie and one Bitch. So we get a rematch of Rosie versus the Bitches in the finals. It is the Rosie Laugh versus Dirty Bitch. And, you know, both the semifinal votes were super close. They were like 53-47 and 52-48. So I'm expecting an incredibly close final. I think I'm gonna post that bracket probably Thursday and run it throughout the weekend. Let it run for, because I think you can let polls run up to like a week now. So I think I'll let it run for about 4 days. Make sure everybody gets a chance to vote on it.
Gotta let that poll run, Chuck.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, gotta give some poll, that's for sure. So yeah, be sure, get out there, vote. We want a great representation because this is the people's champion. So and either one, honestly, is a good choice. I mean, we are definitely at the elite of the elite. You know, if I was a betting man, and you know that I am, I would definitely bet on the Rosie Laugh, but I've been wrong multiple times on the bracket, so I'm not making any guarantees.
Yeah, I kind of agree with you as well. Being kind of a nostalgic guy, I think the Rosie Laugh has been around for so long, and it's really stood the test of time. There's really not that many drops that they play that they've played, you know, 10 years ago that they still have on the button bar itself. So, yeah, that's just pretty cool to see that that's still around. And, I mean, it probably gets played over 100 times a week still.
Yeah.
But, you know, Dirty Bitch is just a great button. Just has made a great run through the bracket here. I think it's a 6 seed.
Yep, it is.
So 6 versus 1. So it's kind of the Cinderella of the button bar bracket. And, you know, like I've said before, it is 2019 was the year of the bitch on the Power Trip Morning Show. So we'll see if that destiny holds on.
Indeed. All right. The last thing we wanted to do for you on this abbreviated episode is give you our locks of the week. Despite the fact that we blew it last week, you narrowly lost your Bucks game. And I got destroyed by the I really hate the fucking Eagles, man. Yeah. But they destroyed the Bills, and I did not see that coming. So I guess props to them. Shame on me. It is an even week. We are still ahead as a podcast. We are 9-7 on the year, so not exactly great. You're 5-3. I'm 4-4. So we need a double win again this week. You get to go first on the even week.
All right. Well, as some of you know, I was in Florida on Sunday.
Oh, good for you.
I bet on the Buccaneers just because I knew that I would. That was the only game I'd probably be able to watch on TV. And I had to watch that entire game. And Jameis Winston turned the ball over and gave Ryan Tannehill, I think their average starting position was the Buccaneers' like 14-yard line. In the first half, it was crazy.
That's helpful.
So anyways, I'm going to get back at the Bucks, and I know we normally play sides for the locks, but I'm going to take the over in the Buccaneers-Seahawks game. It is 51.5. The Buccaneers are going over in 71.4 of their games this year. The Seahawks are a 50-50 split. Jameis Winston turns the ball over a lot, as we've learned from his entire career. The Seahawks are rolling, scoring a lot of points. I see the Seahawks getting up early and the Bucks trying to play catch up. And I mean, Mike Evans had, what, 3 touchdowns and like 400 receiving yards last week. I mean, they can put up points, and they have a bad secondary. So I think everything is going for the over 51. Bucks, Seahawks.
All right, and my advice to you is if you are making that trip down via Diamond Joe to Kansas City this weekend, the Patriots are only giving up 3.5 points at Baltimore. Baltimore's secondary is definitely suspect. We'll get to see how legit the Patriots defense is. That's the only thing that makes me a little bit nervous about this game. But, I mean, seriously, 3.5 is all you have to give up to get the New England Patriots. Lay that 3.5 points and collect your ticket on the way back up, because that game will be over by the time you're driving home. So that's my advice. Lay the 3.5, take the Pats.
Yeah, the only thing I was going to say on that, and I was doing some, I was putting together a little tip sheet, which I will tweet out here for some people to look at some stats. I just put together like the noon games and the 4 o'clock games, because I figured by the time like we get the people coming back to Minnesota, like, we'll probably only be able to collect on the noon and like 4 o'clock or 3 o'clock games.
Yep.
So I don't know, but yeah, I'll have a tip sheet that I'll send to you, because you're everything bets. So I'll have you pass that along if you approve.
Beauty. All right. Well, hey, if you guys are coming down for the game, drive safely, enjoy the ride, and get ready for a blast. I can't guarantee I'll have food for everybody, but you are more than welcome to come hang out, and I'll probably have definitely some drinks available. So so hit us up, and looking forward to seeing a bunch of you. And for the rest of you, enjoy watching us on TV, and hopefully nobody gets arrested while they're here in Kansas City. That wouldn't be good. We don't want to be one of those Monday morning 5:30 segment stories. So.
Right. Yeah, I'm just trying to figure out what I should paint on my chest for the game.
Exactly. So. Thanks for listening this week. Dave, where can they find you at?
You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at PowerTripQuotes.
All right. And I'm, of course, at PowerTripBets. And the email is PowerTripBets@gmail.com. Thanks for listening, guys. We will talk to you next week.
Thank you for listening to the Bets and Quotes podcast. Be sure to give us a rating on iTunes or your favorite podcast app. And if you think we're hideous, please lie.